hip-hop conversations.
Hip-hop Minute.
What up, though? This Beezy coming at you with the Hip-Hop Minute. If you love hip-hop, if you appreciate the culture, please come to Atlanta October 6th through the 8th. Daddy Hip-Hop is media sponsors of the A3C, man, which is dope. We're going to have our t-shirts on. If you see me, if you see Beepo, if you see Mike C-Town, if you see K-Benz, Modest Media, we going to chop it up with you. We got our t-shirts. We're going to have people passing out flyers and everything, man. Come to it. It's going to be wonderful. I'm excited just talking about it. But on another note, we got One Below. Album is dropped called Labor. Make sure you check it out at his Bandcamp website, man. Also, check out the Way Team, Crisis and Schomburg, Scars and Stripes. And then also, add to the September 27 release date, we got Pusha T, Fear God 2, Let Us Pray. That's dropping. DTMD, a new artist that's to the Mellow Music Group record label. They check out Mellow Music Group Bandcamp. They got some nice albums. Odyssey on there, Rock Creek Park, Twitter. You know, shit, I want more followers. Give me more followers, Twitter. Follow me on Twitter, BZ430, FIFO247, KBNG. I don't think he got no numbers at the end of his. KBNG. Mike C-Town. You know, we still fighting to get Modest Media up on that bad boy.
Yo, if y'all want Modest Media on Twitter, pound sign Modest Media to Twitter,
right,
and tell them why you need them on Twitter.
Why you need them on Twitter.
We need responses. If you get responses, we'll get them on Twitter for y'all.
We get them on goddamn Twitter for y'all. Get Modest Media on Twitter. And I think KPN's got something to say. No, you don't? All right. Well, hey, look. Hip Hop Minute. This is your boy, Beezy.
At this stage of the game, we have put up a lot of videos, we've done a lot of reviews, and there's a constant thing that we see over and over again, is the term hating. Haters, why you hating, why you guys hating, this, that, and the other, over and over and over again. And one of the subscribers, you know, sent us an email, and they were like, yo, you guys should actually do, you know, a show on hating versus criticism. Like, what's the difference? I mean, it's obvious, right? It's in your face, but, you know, you would think, but it's a term that is thrown out a lot. People say, if you judge something harshly, if you judge something harshly with points to back it up, you're a hater automatically, because they don't agree with what you say, or they particularly care alike the artist. Case in point, Goblin. Now, we reviewed that. We said that we liked the album, but there were some flaws that we pointed out. But our future fans, we love you guys. Thank you for subscribing and rolling with us. Those that are there, but those that are not, that just come over there and just go in. They go in on us. And they call us haters, this, that, and the other. We hate on Lil B. You know what I'm saying? Who's we?
I think only I hate on Lil B.
Nah, they throw us all together. Yeah. They throw us all together.
And even though on that review, I had a lot of good points. You know what I'm saying? I had a lot of good points on that review. But they were saying that I was hating. And all I try to do, this is how I am, is I try to call a spade a spade. If a spade is a spade, it gets called. You know what I'm saying? Lil B can't rap. But he did have a message in that. You know what I'm saying? He had a message. And I think that people lose that. People lose the points that we give, like in Goblin. You know what I'm saying? They lost the points that you, Ken, and Mike actually liked the album.
This nigga FIFO.
You know what I'm saying?
This nigga FIFO crazy. Yeah, my bad. I just had to say that, man. I had to get that out. I'm sorry.
That's little mama.
Hey, yeah, I know.
Just walking up on stage.
That shit just feel good. That shit feel good, dog.
Fuck your couch, nigga.
But yeah, man, you know, people miss the fact in the review that Mike and Ken both said that the album was good. It just did not compare to Bastard. And the thing is that I think people are so quick to judge. They hear one thing and that's it. They automatically put it one place. It's not hating. We giving you, they gave you points as to why they didn't like it.
So what is hating then? Explain this to me, because maybe I know I'm lame as shit. I'm, you know, so yes, explain hating to me, because I don't ever use this unless I'm joking. I don't use the term hating. I don't use the term swag. Anytime I'm having a debate with anyone and they bring up the term hating, conversation's over.
To me, I think when someone say hating, I don't never hate on an artist. If you look, if I think you whack, I'ma think you whack, but I'ma wish you well still. Hating is if I don't want you to do good in music, to I hope this artist don't do shit. I hope he be don't, you know, just don't do anything at all. I'm not hating. If I don't like it, like hell, like Common said, hell, if I don't like it, I don't like it. That don't mean I'm hating. If I don't like it, that's just my opinion.
I can still. You ever could have said.
Yeah, but it's true though.
It's true.
It's so true though.
Everybody use that to back up sometimes what they're saying.
Yeah, but just because if you don't like something, that don't mean we're hating. It's been people that send me stuff before. I'm like, look, it's, you know, I ain't really feeling it. I ain't really like it, but you know, I wish you well and whatever. You know, whatever you do, you know, for real, I ain't gonna. You know, I hope he, you know, find a lane that artist is trying to find and do something off of it. You know,
so what's critiquing? Then what's critiquing? And we just define hate.
We didn't define hate. I'm still waiting for a definition.
No, I don't think there is a definition.
In my opinion, if we're gonna be using what the kids are using,
I'm thinking that if you're hating, that means you are disliking something with absolutely no foundation. Like if I never even heard a Lil B album. But let's just say I saw the album cover, and I was like, you know what? This dude got a grill, and he got a bunch of shitty tattoos. I don't like his music. That would be hating, right? Because I haven't heard it. But if I've listened to his music and I don't care for it, how are you going to tell me I'm hating because I disagree with you?
And you got, like Ken said, you got valid points. If you got valid points.
And it takes me back to the conversation we recently had about a certain artist that I said I didn't care for. And it got the internet buzzing, like, these dudes were pissed. And there was one specific person who I will not even grace him with saying his name, who cried and pissed and moaned for 3 straight motherfucking days about me saying I didn't like this guy. And I know that hate was brought into this. Mike's a hater. I'm a hater because I don't like the way somebody rhymes. I don't like the way somebody, you know, sounds on a beat. I don't like somebody's flow. That makes me a hater. Exactly. How does that make me a hater if I'm giving an opinion?
Exactly.
That's the most immature and juvenile thing I've ever heard.
No. No, you're right. You're absolutely right. Because I think there was one thing that we all know, you know, about the artist that they don't know. You know, because of course you're not hating because you said some very qualifying good statements about their artist, but they wouldn't know that. But your foundation for disliking the artist is valid. It's what you like. It's certain things that you pick out.
It was on the video. I said I don't like his flow, and that was not good. It wasn't good enough for you. It wasn't good enough for your brothers, and it wasn't good enough for them. And that really confuses me. And luckily, you're not juvenile, because if you were juvenile, you probably would have called me a hater. Because I said I don't like him, and you're like, well, why not? I don't like the way he sounds. Why not? He's not a good rapper. Why isn't he a good rapper?
Let's go ahead.
Who
are we talking about?
We're
talking about Drake.
Okay. I did call him whack.
Okay.
I think he's whack.
All right. And then I said, why do you think he's whack? Explain the reason for calling him whack.
And what did I say?
Okay. But
what did I say?
You said that.
Because this is what people call hate.
When I say that, like I said, if Raphael was more juvenile, he would have called me a hater.
The way I remember it, and you know, we could go back, is on film. The way I remember is you said Drake was whack. I said, why is he whack? You said, well, I don't like his flows. I don't like his rhymes. I don't like this. I don't like that. So, and then I saying, well, what is it about it that you don't like? Because you can come down and break that down more. You can say, well, you know what? I don't like the fact that he raps money shit. I don't like the fact that he's too soft. He could do this. He could do that. And at the end of the day, all right. But at the end of the day, whatever you told me, I was like, all right, cool, fine. It's whatever. It's your personal opinion.
At the end of the day, though, because you argue with me. You argue with me.
And I let it go.
Because I said, I don't like the way he rhymes. Mm-hmm. I don't like his flow. Mm-hmm. I think he's boring. That turned into a, well, why? Remember, it didn't get until later when we brought up the word lyricist that you finally understood what I said.
Exactly.
Now, these cats that I'm talking about, these little dipshits that want to cry about it, they don't take that. That to them is hating.
Yeah.
That to them is hating. For me, I'm giving you specific reasons of why I don't like something. That is hating to them, which I don't understand. How is that hating?
Right. I mean, it's just like recently. We got ripped on the Young Jeezy review. It's people calling us haters because we was like, yeah, it's the same Jeezy, the same, you know, mixtape, same sounding Jeezy. People calling us, fuck y'all, y'all gay as hell. Y'all some haters, man. Y'all need to, his music is deeper than that and all that little stuff. They was calling us haters just because of the Young Jeezy review.
And I think that's the misconception, because I think people are attached to the artists that they like. So if anybody disliked them for whatever reason,
this artist I like, and if someone don't like him, I'm not gonna say, "Oh, nigga, you a hater, man!" Like, get out of here.
But that's what they do, though. That's the point. That's the point. They don't listen to what we're saying. They don't listen to the criticism of whatever it is that we're critiquing. Whether it's the sound of the music, whether it's the sound of the lyrics, whether it's the concept. If there is a flaw or something we point out as valid, it's deemed as hating. We become haters. Not the fact that it may actually be true. Tell us that we're wrong. Tell us the lyrics are there. Tell us the production is on point. Give us something. Don't just automatically dismiss us and say that we're hating.
Yeah, like,
you know, respond to the criticism that we're giving.
I don't even need you to do that. I mean, if you want to dismiss anything I say as hating, that's perfectly fine with me. That means I ain't got to talk to you no more. Like, when those kids, like I said, when they didn't have any points whatsoever, it was just, you know, explain this, explain that. How can you not like this? How can you not like that? I'm done with you.
I think they call you a hater because they strongly disagree with what you're
saying. And that's fine. But you know what? Like I said, mm-hmm. if I'm having a debate with somebody and I say, you know what? I don't care for this particular aspect of an artist. And you say, oh, you know what? You're a hater. Conversation is over. I'm not even going to talk to you about this anymore, because that means you're an idiot. If you're calling me a hater, you're automatically an idiot, because I'm giving you points. If I didn't give you any points whatsoever, if I just said, I don't like it, why don't you like it? Because I don't like it. Well, why not? Because I don't. Fine. You can call me a hater, because that's stupid. But if I'm giving you points, that is criticism. That is an opinion.
But is it points? All right, so it's your particular point of view of it, right?
Right. And I'm not telling anybody they have to. That's the thing that's weird. Is like when they call us haters,
yeah.
none of us ever come out and say, you have to agree with us. No. None of us ever come out and say, this is fact. All we're doing is saying, this is how I feel about this album. Yeah, we'll argue with each other because we know each other. That's different. But you on the outside, you cannot come in and tell me I'm incorrect about not liking something, or tell Fipo that he's wrong about not liking something. That's his opinion.
So would you agree that someone can call you a hater if you just say somebody just sucks that a lot of people don't think sucks?
First of all, I don't agree with the term hater anytime it's used, because I think it's stupid and it's hella immature. But if I come out and I say that something sucks, that is my opinion.
Right. I'm just saying, like, if it sucks and no one should listen to it because this dude is
I don't
garbage.
Do that.
I was just saying that, but would you
if
agree?
If I did that...
I mean, I know you don't agree with the word hater.
I mean, thing,
I know you don't agree with the word hater, but I'm saying,
but
just
no,
say
I feel,
if you
I
did.
Feel what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying?
Because I have said before that I don't think that people should support Lil B. I have said that.
Right.
Is that me being a hater? I mean, yeah, I guess it is.
So at what point, because it sounds like it's a couple of different things. So we know that when people say hating, or they call whomever a hater, that it may be a personal attachment to whoever, you know, the discussion is about. It sounds like when we're criticizing, or when there are valid points brought up in regards to an album or an artist, it sounds like that's a point that's put out there, and then it kind of rolls over into opinion.
If you're going against the norm, if you're going against the popular opinion, I think that's when people call you a hater.
You know, popular opinion. Now, that's a good point.
Because people kind of look at stuff like, I keep going back to Drake, but people kind of look at Drake and they say, you know what? This guy is huge. He's popular. Everyone likes him. So if somebody else doesn't, he can't possibly not like his music. It's got to be something else, because people even said that. They're like, because when I was looking at the comments, people were specifically saying that to me. Yep. They're like, you don't not like his music. You don't like his voice. How the fuck are you going to tell me what I don't like?
And isn't no, his I don't. Voice part of the music?
No, they were saying that I don't have an issue with his lyrics or his rhymes. They're saying you're getting caught up in how he sounds. You're getting caught up in his voice. I don't care about his voice.
But that's what I'm saying. But that's still part of Drake. That's still part of the music that he puts out. It is a piece of it. So I think it's like they were trying to isolate. They were trying to narrow it down to as silly as it sounds. The way he sounds.
No, they weren't trying to narrow it down. What they're trying to do is they were trying to devalue me saying that he's not a good rapper. Because that was my main point the entire time.
Based on his voice.
course.
Right. That's what they were saying. I can go back to the tweets. They're like, no, 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 no. It's not his rhymes. You're getting stuck on his voice. You're getting stuck on his voice. How are you going to tell me somebody that I've never even met? I don't care about his image either. Someone that I've never met, never had a conversation with. How can you tell me why I don't like something?
What's wrong with not liking?
That's what I'm confused about.
That's what I want to know.
Like, think about the track that LL had, 4321, has some of the greatest lyricists on there. And who was like the add-on? Who was the one that didn't fit? Master P. Now, if he wanted to be on it and they were like, nah, 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 people would deem that as hating. You see what I'm saying? Because, yeah, Master P was big back then. But was he as lyrical as Method, Red, Cannabis, LL at the time? You know what I'm saying? That track had a lot of lyricists, and the one oddball was Master P. But Master P was like the hottest person out.
That's why he was on the record.
But if they would have bucked the trend, they would have been hating. You see what I'm saying? They would have been hating. If you didn't like Master
because
P back
Master
then,
P was popular, man.
Master P was popular. Master P was a popular. How does a guy like that, you know what I'm saying, go sell many times platinum? Many times. Ice Cream Man, how many times? Ghetto D?
But here's the funny thing about that. So Master P was out and mass producing a lot of music. And he pretty much was everywhere on each coast. So the thing is, how does that happen? Like, how does he take over and people don't necessarily discredit him for what he's doing? What was it about Master P that captivated people? Because obviously he wasn't that much of a lyricist.
He sounded real.
So is that it? So
he made fun music.
But as soon as people start, but when people discredit,
hold on, Master P did not make fun music. Master P made music how a hood nigga would make music. Yeah. And that's the reason why I caught on, because all of the hood niggas was like, oh shit, this nigga's rich off of this. I'm gonna do this.
We've already talked about this. It's like you put that shit in your car, it bumps, it bumps, it bumps, right or wrong.
Yeah,
that's what makes it fun. It's not so much the lyrics and shit.
But it wasn't
you put
fun.
It, on,
it wasn't fun, but it goes back to what you were
it
saying.
It made you have a good time. When you put that shit in your car.
Not necessarily, no, because he talked about some real shit.
When
he talked about
later
killing.
Master P did.
Yeah, later.
Like, make you say, and all
yeah,
that.
But TRU?
That's Ice Cream Man, TRU.
Ice Cube
that shit was
TRU.
Hard.
Like,
that shit was gangster shit. That shit wasn't, you know, we dancing. No, that shit was in the hood, beat banging type of shit. You know what I'm saying? It was, he gave the hood a voice. He let them niggas say, like, you know what? Y'all niggas could be just as rich as I can. And that's how he made people feel. And everybody in the hood could relate to him, because it was real hood shit. He talked real hood shit.
But back in
ice
the
cream,
day,
right,
could
I mean,
you say something?
Ice cream, man.
Back in the day, could you say something negative about Master P? And if you did, what did they call you?
A hater.
Why?
He was the most popular thing out.
It was popular.
Yeah, he already hit.
I know, but that's
head.
Why I'm bringing it
around the coffin.
You're
just bringing it back.
Bringing it back.
But I think that's what happens every single time I say that I don't like something. I say I don't like Lil Wayne, I'm a hater. I say I don't like, you know, Drake, I'm a hater. I say I don't care about Jay-Z, I'm a hater. I'm going to tell you what being a hater is. Being a hater is going in the comments talking about, oh, he sounds gay. Or, oh, he looks gay, so I don't care about his opinion. You have no merit in that. None. Even if I was gay, how would that devalue my opinion about hip-hop? It wouldn't. It has nothing to do with it.
We didn't like Big Sean. People went at us talking about we were hating.
We are old haters.
Over and over and over again. And it seems like the vibe that we give off is that we don't like mainstream music. Even though we give criticism about the stuff we're reviewing, whether it's mainstream or whether it's underground or whether it's unknown. You know, so I don't, you know, it's sad that people get that misconception about what we do, about our opinions.
You know, our last couple shows, it got mentioned on Emilio Sparks' blog. And he was talking about us going, reviewing Jeezy and Lil Wayne, and us saying that it's the same old this, same old that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, at the end of the day, you know, Dead End Hip Hop as a crew, I like to think that we definitely call things a spade. And people take negative views on our critiques. If you listen to Trap or Die 2, it's the same old Jeezy. If you listen to Lil Wayne, it's the same old Lil Wayne. So why are we getting, like, I don't want to say that this person is hating, but it's like they're critiquing our critiques.
Why are we receiving hate?
Exactly. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? If we're telling you and we're stating the obvious, if you listen to it, why are we receiving?
But it goes to that personal attachment. That's what it goes back to.
Personally invested in the artist they like. Can't lie. I get personally invested in a lot of the artists I like. When I go online and I read people talking shit, I'm like, damn, what the fuck, man? That's crazy. But at the end of the day, 9 times out of 10, they're kind of right. You know, a lot of the artists I like, you know, yeah, they do have flaws. They do have flaws. They're not hard. They're not, you know, this and that. If somebody says, I don't like this, I will always be like, well why? Why don't you, what is it that you don't like about it? What is it that you hate about this? And if they're just like, look, I don't like the way he sounds. I don't like the way he rhymes. He talks about the same stuff every song. I may disagree with you, but am I going to get mad and I'm just going to be like, well, that's your opinion. Right. Cool, whatever. I still think this guy is a dope artist. I might even say, well, maybe you might have not heard, you know, some of his better stuff. And if you say, you know, no, I did hear that, then I'm like, okay, your opinion is made up. That's cool. We have to agree to disagree. Let's move on.
So you think people use the word hate when they can't back up their opinions?
When they have no point.
Right. It's like, oh, you a hater.
They have no point. And I think they get frustrated because they have no point. Right. Especially if they're battling someone that does have a point. Like, if they look at you and you're like, you know what? I think this dude is derivative as fuck. Like, everything he does sounds like everything else on the radio. If you can't fight that, what do? You're a hater.
Or
you know what? Fuck you.
That's what I do.
The funny thing is, you're calling us haters, but in reality, you're being a hater.
Yeah.
You're being a hater.
Hey, but if you're going to hate, make sure you subscribe to the channel.